Awesome. That was 20 minutes of the Italian band Garibaldi with Madre di Cose Perdute, which means Mother of All Things. That is off their 1973 album Astrolabio. The guitarist was Bambi Fassati, who was a big Hendrix fan. He had been in a previous Italian band. Actually, it was this same band. Their first name was The Gleeman. And I believe they put out one album as The Gleeman, and they thought it didn't sound Italian enough. So they changed their name to Garibaldi, put out a couple albums, and then they went on to something else. But yeah, Bambi Fassati, man, what a freaking player. Awesome, awesome stuff. Before that, Osana, also from Italy, gave us Vado Verso Una Meta, which supposedly means I go towards a meta. That's what Google told me. I don't speak Italian. I don't read Italian. That is off of L'Uomo from 1971. And that was that set of music, kids. Because, you know, you throw in a 20-minute cut, and that's what happens. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together until 11 p.m. 11 p.m. And then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. Okay, so we just heard some interesting stuff from Italy, but there was also really cool, interesting stuff going on in Japan. And as many people know, my favorite Japanese band is the Flower Traveling Band, who began life as the Flowers and got much heavier and became the Flower Traveling Band. As the Flower Traveling Band, they put out their first album in 1970, and the backbone of that album, if you ask me, it's an album of covers, but this one, boy howdy, it's a blues standard. Everybody has recorded this one. All the blues guys, most of the blues rock guys, as well as a bunch of Japanese hippie hard rockers, as you will hear right now. Don't text behind the wheel. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org to learn more. This has been a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was Blues Creation from Japan. Demon and 11 Children off of Demon and 11 Children from 1971. Man, those guys rocked. Before that, Flower Traveling Band with their epic cover of Louisiana Blues. That's off of Anywhere from 1970, their first album as the Flower Traveling Band. And man, everybody has covered Louisiana Blues. Savoy Brown has an extended version of it. Who else? I think Canned Heat may have done it. I mean, everybody has done it, but no one does it as well as the Flower Traveling Band. So that was that mini set, because each of those was like close to 15 minutes or so. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is a special elongated edition of Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I will be with you until 11 p.m. when Belinda comes in with Bubbles in a Think Tank, two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime. Okay, so we've traveled the world a little. Let's bring it back to the U.S. now. And for, I think, the godfather, if there is a godfather, other than the movie. If there's a godfather or a godfather 2, but not a godfather 3, I think we can all agree on that. If there is a godfather of blues rock, it is this man. And this is a live recording of him in 1968 at the Fillmore, which speaks to his role as the godfather of blues rock, because all the musicians who were playing electric guitar cite this man as one of their primary influences. So let's give a listen. And as I said earlier on the program, dig it and dig it deep.
The blues. Are you listening?
Yes.
I say everybody understands the blues. Everybody from one day to another has the blues. You take the little baby that's laying in the cradle. He can't get that milk bottle fast enough. He go to kicking and crying and going on tearing up the little baby bed. He got the blues. Can you dig it?
Yeah.
You take this girl that's got this main squeeze. That's her boyfriend, that is, you know. And he just bought a brand new GTO. You know she want to be with him every time he cranks it up and go around the corner to the soda fountain. This is why she want to go and show it off where all the guys and gals be. You know what I mean? As she get ready to go out this particular night, my mother said, "Daughter, you was just out last night. You can't go out tonight. That's too many nights in a row." She go in the room and fasten the door and won't answer the phone, won't eat, won't talk to nobody. She got the blues. That's what's wrong with her. Some people call them the reds, the pinks. When you get through, it's the old-fashioned country blues. That's right. I received my main squeeze in 10 long weeks today. You know I got the blues. Can you dig it? Thank you. think you're with me. Let's everybody get a thing going right here. Yes, yes. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Sounds awful good. Keep it right there, children. Keep it right there. The blues. And when you're doing the blues, they're so strong, that's really their name. They call them blues power. Yeah. And would you believe I invented blues power?
Yeah.
Can you dig the blues power?
Yeah.
Let everybody say yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again. Say yeah.
Delendele planto.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Now at 11 p.m., according to